ever get that feeling.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you're caught up in some kind of disagreement and the only way out seems like, oh man, a long drawn out legal battle.
Yeah.
It just makes you want to forget it. But what if there was a better way? You know, a faster, simpler path to actually resolving things.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what we're diving into today. A pretty big shift in how disputes, especially those everyday consumer issues, could get solved.
That's it. We're talking mediation. And you probably already know this, but it's all about finding common ground, right?
Yeah.
Working things out collaboratively. It's a real alternative to like the whole adversarial thing of lawsuits and arbitration. And you know what's really interesting? The AAA, you know, the American Arbitration Association, they're a big deal in this world and they're doing something pretty new.
Yeah, for sure. So our mission in this deep dive is to really break down these new AAA consumer mediation procedures. And we're getting the inside scoop straight from Tracy Frisch. She's the Division Vice President of Mediation at the AAA. So think of this as your crash course on how these changes are aiming to make mediation easier to access, more efficient, and, you know, just fairer overall, especially for the smaller consumer issues, the ones that can really be a pain. So to kick things off, tell me about Tracy Frisch. Who is she? What kind of experiences led her to this work, this focus on dispute resolution?
Well, this is where it gets interesting. See, Tracy Frisch didn't come into mediation through, like, the traditional legal path. She actually started in education. Can you believe that? Hmm. Peer mediation in schools, then teaching conflict resolution. She was immersed in this world of, like, facilitated dialogue from the get-go, helping people see each other's perspectives, really understand where the other person is coming from. That became her foundation.
Interesting. So it wasn't about legal tactics at first. It was about fostering better communication. That's a pretty unique starting point for someone in this field. What did you say?
Absolutely. And that passion for dialogue, she carried it with her first through community mediation, then as a mediator in the federal court system, and then eventually she landed at the AAA's legal department. Now, as their division vice president for mediation, she's in a position to really champion what she calls an early intervention mindset when it comes to resolving disputes. It's across all sorts of sectors, and you can really see how those early experiences shaped her. This strong belief in the power of mediation, it's really at the core of her work.
I see. Early intervention mindset. It sounds like the goal is to get people talking, like really problem solving, way earlier in the process.
That's it. And at the heart of it all, it's the principle of party self-determination. This idea that people can, you know, they can make their own decisions, mm-hmm. informed decisions about what's best for them in a dispute. It's not about a judge or an arbitrator dictating a solution. It's about giving them the space to come to their own agreements. And that's what mediation provides.
Okay, so she really believes in people's ability to figure things out for themselves.
Hmm.
So how does that actually play out in, like, real world changes at the AAA? Tell me about these new consumer mediation procedures.
All right, this is where it gets really interesting. So the AAA has launched these new procedures, right, with a very specific goal in mind: to make mediation accessible, truly accessible, efficient and equitable, both for consumers and businesses. And this is not just some small tweak. It's a recognition that litigation, even arbitration, it's not always the best fit, especially for those smaller consumer disputes, you know, the ones that can drive you crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Smaller value. We're talking about everyday stuff.
Right.
Things that maybe wouldn't justify a full-blown legal battle, like, I don't know, problems with an online purchase or a messed up bill.
Exactly. Think faulty products, issues with services, billing errors, those kind of situations. In those cases, speed and simplicity, and of course, cost, they're super important. These procedures are tailored to meet those needs. And it's important to note, this isn't some isolated thing. This is part of a much bigger AAA effort. They're really modernizing all their mediation services. Think like updated online platforms, so it's easier to share documents, schedule things, and potentially even get things resolved more quickly. It just makes the whole thing, you know, more convenient for everyone. Streamlining the process, that's what it's all about.
So it's like modernization across the board, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about something that always gets people's attention: fees. What's the deal with fees under these new consumer mediation procedures?
This is a big change. And it gets right to that idea of cost effectiveness we talked about. What they've done is they've dramatically simplified the fees and, honestly, made it a lot more affordable, especially for consumers. Under these new procedures, the consumer just pays a flat filing fee, $25. That's it.
Wait, $25? That's all it takes for a consumer to, like, get things started.
That's right. That's their initial cost. For businesses, it's a flat fee of $225. And importantly, the business is responsible for the mediator's compensation. That's set at $300 per hour. So the goal here, get rid of cost as a barrier, especially for consumers. So many people, they just feel like they can't afford to resolve things formally, you know?
So it's about making mediation a real option right from the start, instead of something you consider after you've already racked up legal bills.
Exactly. Transparency and affordability, those were the guiding principles. They wanted to make mediation a viable option right out of the gate.
Okay, so we get the practical changes, the procedures, the fees. But how do these details connect back to Tracy Frisch's, you know, her whole philosophy, this idea of party self-determination? How does a low filing fee, for example, fit into that?
Well, think about it. The way it's structured, it empowers the parties. It's flexible and accessible, low-cost, simpler processes. It encourages people to engage in a process where they have control. And that low cost for consumers, it levels the playing field. They don't have this huge financial burden just to explore resolution.
Right, right. If you're not risking as much, you're more likely to try it out.
Exactly. And the fundamental idea is still there. The mediator is there to help, to facilitate, not to impose a solution. Frisch's whole philosophy is that the people involved, they're the ones who understand their own needs best. These new procedures, they're all about creating the right space for people to explore options, to find a solution that works for everyone, not something that's dictated to them.
It's about giving them the power to craft their own agreement. So who are the people guiding these conversations? Tell me about this consumer mediation panel. What kind of expertise do these mediators have?
Right now, the AAA is putting together a dedicated consumer mediation panel. And this isn't just like pulling from their existing pool. They're really being selective, choosing experienced mediators who get consumer issues, people who are really equipped to handle these types of disputes. And you know what Tracy Frisch said? The response from their current panel has been really positive. A lot of mediators, they're in this because they want to help people resolve conflict in a good way. So there's a lot of enthusiasm for this new initiative. These mediators, they might have experience with things like consumer law, retail practices, or service industries. So they bring a lot of relevant knowledge to the table.
That's great to hear. Sounds like the mediators themselves are on board.
Yeah.
So how does the assignment process work? How do these mediators get matched up with cases under the new procedures?
Okay, so the idea is to make the whole appointment process as smooth and as quick as possible. So first off, the parties, they can try to agree on a mediator themselves, you know, someone they both trust, or they can decide on a process for choosing one together. If they can't agree, then the AAA steps in. They'll appoint a mediator from that dedicated consumer mediation panel. The key here, they design the process to avoid delays, get things moving.
Speed and efficiency, that seems to be a theme here. And that's got to be good for everybody. So, you know, for someone going into an AAA mediation, whether it's under these new consumer procedures or something else, what could they generally expect? What's the experience like?
You can expect responsive case management. And it's proactive, too. The AAA is really committed to supporting parties throughout the entire process. Like we said, getting mediators appointed quickly, using technology to make things easier, to streamline the experience. They know that every mediation is different and they want to be able to accommodate those differences as smoothly as possible. At the end of the day, parties can expect to work with really skilled mediators, and they'll be supported by an efficient, well-designed system. It's all geared toward helping them find a resolution.
It sounds like they're really making an effort to make it user-friendly and, you know, just make sure it works. Now, Tracy Frisch kind of hinted that these consumer mediation changes, they might just be the start. What else is in store for mediation at the AAA?
That's a good point. It's about the bigger picture. So Tracy Frisch, she said it straight up, the AAA is doing a full review of their mediation services, not just for consumer stuff, but across the board. And they want to find more ways to innovate, to keep making things better for everyone who chooses mediation. So yeah, these consumer mediation procedures, they're a big step, a good first step. But it sounds like we can expect more changes, more developments in other areas of mediation at the AAA down the road.
Interesting stuff. So let's recap. Big picture. What are the key takeaways? We've talked about these new AAA consumer mediation procedures driven by Tracy Frisch's belief in party self-determination. What should the learner really remember?
For sure. So the main things to remember are this. They're all about access, making dispute resolution more accessible. They want to make it more efficient too, and fairer, especially when it comes to those smaller consumer problems. They're doing this by, you know, making the fees simpler and more affordable by setting up that specialized consumer mediation panel, and really by putting the power in the hands of the people involved, helping them reach their own agreements.
And for the learner, understanding all this, it's like a shortcut, right? It helps you keep up with how dispute resolution is changing. Whether you're a business owner dealing with customers, a consumer trying to get a fair outcome, or just someone who wants to know how these things work, knowing about these new mediation models is incredibly useful.
And that leads to a really interesting thought, just something to chew on. What if these types of mediation models, these accessible models, what if they became the norm? How would that change the landscape of dispute resolution? And maybe, even more importantly, how would it affect access to justice in the future? Not just for consumer disputes, but for everyone. Think about the possibilities. What happens when resolving conflicts becomes easier and more affordable? It's something worth thinking about.